Chapter 41. The rain was getting to Rachel, the relentlessness of it. It never let up, never paused. It just came down and hit the windshield in a nonstop torrent that overpowered the wipers. Everything was a blur. There were cars pulled off on the shoulders of the freeway. Lightning cracked the sky to the west, somewhere out over the ocean. They passed accident after accident, and these just made Rachel all the more nervous. If they got into an accident and lost Thomas, they would carry an awful burden of responsibility for what happened to him. She was afraid that if she looked away from the red glow of the taillights on Thomas's car, they would lose him in the sea of blurred red. Bosch seemed to know what she was thinking. "Relax," he said. "I'm not going to lose him. And even if I do, we know where he is going now."
"No, we don't. We only know where Turrentine lives. That doesn't mean his books are there. 6,000 books? Who keeps 6,000 books in their house? He probably has them in a warehouse somewhere."
Rachel watched Bosch adjust his grip on the steering wheel and add a few more miles to his speed, drawing them closer to Thomas.
"Didn't think about that, did you?"
"No, not really."
"So don't lose him."
"I told you I won't."
"I know. It just helps me to say it."
She gestured toward the windshield.
"How often does it get like this?"
"Almost never," Bosch said. "They said on the news that it's a 100-year storm. It's like something's wrong, something's broken. The canyons are probably washing out in Malibu, landslides in the Palisades, and the river's probably over its sides. Last year we had the fires. This year, maybe it's going to be rain. One way or another, it's always something. It's like you always have to pass a test or something."
He turned on the radio to pick up a weather report, but Rachel immediately reached over and turned it off and pointed ahead through the windshield.
"Concentrate on this," she ordered. "I don't care about the weather report."
"Right."
"Get closer. I don't care if you're right behind him. He won't be able to see you in this mess."
"I get behind him, I might hit him. Then what do we say?"
"Just don't
lose him." "Yeah, I know."